Right, now, next up, Letitia Gander-Kenny has told the Doyle that the marriage equality referendum will take place in spring 2015, next year, next summer. Mr. Kenny last year said the government would campaign for same-sex marriage in the referendum. Dervil MacDonald, the Irish Independence Associate editor and legal editor, will explain more about the background to the situation in the Republic. So what do you think the likely outcome of this referendum would be, Dervil?
That depends. There's quite significant public and political support for the same-sex or equal marriage referendum, which is due to be held next spring. It's been building up some time. When the new government came in, the former Taoiseach, which is the Deputy Prime Minister, who was the leader of the Labour Party, Eamon Gilmore, he described same-sex marriage as a civil rights issue of this generation. He said the right of gay couples to marry is quite simply the civil rights issue of this generation, and in his opinion, the time has come. Now, Enda Kenny, the Taoiseach, who is also in support of it, and he said he will support the passage of the referendum and campaign for it. So there's a lot of strong political and public, increasing public support. There was a poll out earlier this year which showed that about almost 7 out of 10 people said they would vote yes, 21% said no, and there were a number of undecided. But even though there's all of that support, I think there could be potentially some difficulties, not least because it is requiring a change to the Constitution in order to facilitate it. The courts have always interpreted marriage as the very traditional nuclear family based on mother, father and children. And there are some big issues, I think, that could be a potential stumbling block for the referendum. And that includes issues around surrogacy, adoption, the legal relationship of parents with their children if they're in a same-sex relationship. And the government has sought to try and steer clear of some of those big ideological rows by producing new legislation, the Family Law and Relationships Bill, which would address issues such as civil partners, adopting children, you know, giving greater rights to unmarried fathers and permitting what's described as altruistic surrogacy but banning commercial surrogacy. And I think that if that bill, if that legislation goes through later this year, that might alleviate some of the more bigger difficulties surrounding,
okay,
because people, a lot of people, the poll showed, are still quite fastened to the traditional notion. But certainly, even without same-sex marriage, the Republic of Ireland needs to radically overhaul its legislation in relation to families and children, not least because more than one in three children now live outside the traditional nuclear family unit.
Dervil, thank you very much. Morning to you. Petra Conroy from the Catholic Comment. Morning, Petra.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. How do you call this one, Petra? Do you think it's going to be close?
I think it will be closer than it looks at the moment. The polls obviously are very much a majority in favour of using the new legislation. And I suppose from my perspective, I can understand why that's the case, because even from my own point of view, I was thinking, oh, well, if this is just expanding slightly the group of people that can be included in the marriage category, what harm, you know? And, you know, equality is a huge issue. And who wants to feel in a society that they're not being treated, you know, equally? It's absolutely basic. But when you think about what the implications of that are, they are very far reaching. And I think when people start understanding that, the things may change somewhat. I mean, it would need to be a huge shift. But I suppose my big issue with it is that in order to include same-sex couples in the category of marriage, what has to happen is that you have to remove the old concept, the existing concept, which is man-woman with the potential for children, what we've always understood as marriage, and that grew up over generations because people recognise there's something specific about this kind of relationship where a man and woman and give birth to children or have the potential to give birth to children, and let's kind of build up some protections around it.
John Dougherty?
Well, Stephen, I think that the referendum size is quite likely to be successful. I think that we're seeing overwhelming support, not just in Ireland, but right across the UK and in certain parts of the Western world for the introduction of equal marriage. What we've seen in England, Scotland and Wales, overwhelming support from Westminster, from the Scottish Parliament, from the House of Lords in support of equal marriage. When we've seen the Constitutional Convention last year, we've seen overwhelming support for the introduction of equal marriage, or at least for the referendum for a change of the constitution to allow for equal marriage. I think there are a lot of commentators who want to downplay the position of the people throughout these islands in relation to LGBT people and LGBT equality. Yep. And as I said before in your show, I believe that we're currently living through the LGBT civil rights movement, not just here in the UK and Ireland.
Yeah, but as I've said to you many times before, this is what devolution is all about. John O'Doherty, a local political representative representing the local will of the people, and the vast majority of politicians in this country continue to vote against gay marriage. Doesn't matter what's happening elsewhere. That's what devolution and local politics is about.
Well, I think it does matter, Stephen. I think decisions made by Northern Ireland impact wider than just in Northern Ireland and impact for more than people who are from Northern Ireland, but also for people who are visiting Northern Ireland. But let's look at the support for equal marriage here in Northern Ireland. If we look at the Northern Ireland Life and Times survey, we see that 57% of respondents in Northern Ireland support the introduction of equal marriage. When we look at 18 to 44-year-olds, that's up in 70% and only drops below 50% when we look at age categories of 55+. I think that's very reflective of the decisions taken by the Northern Ireland Assembly and taken by many of our politicians here in Northern Ireland. And I think they're behind the times. I don't think they're listening to the will of the people here in Northern Ireland, particularly not the up-and-coming generation.
Petra?
Well,
let's let Petra respond.
There's no doubt, Stephen, that there is a huge amount of, currently there is a huge amount of support because it is being presented as that, exactly equal marriage. So who wants to treat somebody else unequally? Nobody would. But I think when people look at that point I made, which is we will no longer have anywhere in the law a mention of man-woman marriage because you have to take that out in order to include same-sex couples. And my proposal would be
What harm does that cause?
I would say that that's the model that we've had. Are we saying that there is something specifically of value? Not that it puts down any other relationship, but is there something specifically of value about that? What we've always
and how is it less valued if we
I'm not saying less valued. Let me give you an example. I'm a single parent, right? There's laws in the country that specifically relate to my situation, to my relationship with my child, and my son's relationship to his dad, right? I don't feel that I'm being treated less equally because I'm not included in marriage law. And the situation we have at the moment is actually very, very good, which is we have a law which recognises that man-woman-child relationship is something special. We have another set of laws which recognises same-sex couples, that's the civil partnership law. And then we have laws for people like myself who are single parents. And it addresses the specific characteristics of each of those groups. Not to say that they're not equal. It doesn't say that at all. It just recognises that there's something different about them. And I think a law that changes that takes out the man-woman relationship, doesn't refer to it anymore, will have wide implications.
And we end up in this situation, in this position all the time, that it's not actually about marriage. It's about families. It's about people who oppose same-sex couples having families, same-sex couples raising children. Whether it was civil partnerships, whether it was adoption legislation, whether it's equal marriage, it always falls back to the same thing, that there are certain groups within our society that believe that same-sex couples should not be allowed to raise children.
Petra, to sort this out here in Northern Ireland once and for all, is for us to have a referendum up here on the issue.
Yeah, well, I'm always in favour of, I think, as opposed to, say, politicians deciding, I always think if something has to go, it has to be decided of significance like this, I'm always in favour of letting the people have a say. I mean, I still think there is a value, even if, no matter what way the people think, I still think there is a value of recognising that relationship, man-woman with the potential of children, is very special. But I do think that putting it to the people is always a much better idea on a big issue like this than politicians.
Have the Rainbow Project campaigned for a referendum, John O'Doherty, up here?
Well, Stephen, let me just go back to that other point and then I'll cover that. I believe that there should be recognition of husband, wife and children as a special unit within our society, as a family. I also believe that the same recognition should be provided for same-sex couples who have children as a family.
Yes,
I think there should be particular protections for families. I think there should be support for families. And I don't think the introduction of equal marriage damages that in any way. In relation to a referendum, I would wholly support a referendum. And I actually believe that the outcome of that referendum
would
be in support of equal marriage. Well, the difficulty with having a referendum, first of all, is that it's expensive. Second of all, is that it has no legal standing in the North. Unlike the Republic, where they're looking at a change to the Constitution, we don't have that position in the North. So the only thing that a referendum would actually do would show the will of the people. And to be honest, I don't trust in the Northern Ireland Assembly to actually follow the will of the people on this or many other issues.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Petra.
Okay, sorry.
We're going to leave it there.
The final point. I actually agree completely with what John said about that there should be recognition for man-woman relationship and recognition for same-sex couples, and that is what we have at the moment. And changing the law will actually remove that individual recognition.
Okay, Petra, thank you. John O'Doherty, thank you.